as we prepare to share in the sacrament of Holy Communion. A reminder that we will come up through the center aisles and then back the outside aisles, if that is the easiest way for folks to return to their pews. The choir will lead us in our communion, so they will demonstrate how this is supposed to unfold. Okay. For anyone who is not comfortable coming to the front, we will bring the elements to you. So let us begin. May God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give God our thanks and praise. As we gather at this table, mindful of God's eternal presence among us, we are nurtured by the story of faith woven over the generations. At our beginning, we remember the sturdy and fresh yarn of Adam and Eve, colored by earth and flame, by wonder and consequence, by grace. We remember the obedient and adventurous yarn of Adam and Sarah, colored by journey and time, by negotiation and expediency, by sacrifice. We remember the oppressed and liberated yarn of Moses and Miriam, colored by plagues and death, by grumbling and becoming manna. We remember the tangled and knotted yarns of kings and of judges, colored by devotion and mistakes, by passion and wisdom, by power. We remember the passionate and justice-proclaiming yarns of the prophets, colored by despair and insight, by depression and daring, and by testimony. We remember the bewildered and spirited yarn of the disciples, colored by parable and healing, by teaching and fleeing, by revelation. We remember the growing and discerning yarn of the early church, colored by communion and arguing, by persecution and freedom, by loving. We remember that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he dined with his disciples. He took bread, he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat. When you are gathered, do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, Jesus also took the cup of wine. He blessed it and gave it to them, saying, "Drink this sign of the new covenant. When you are gathered, do this in remembrance of me." As we prepare to partake the sacrament of self-giving and of wholeness, we ask that you may bless what we do here across the distance. May the elements we consume become your weaving within and among us. May you so bless what we offer with our lives that we become the presence of Christ for one another, for strangers, and for those we call enemies. We are gathered at Christ's table. All is laid out here. Come now, for the table is ready. And we will take our elements together separately, not all together. We aren't going to wait. We will have our elements as we come forward. thinking these words, Jesus Christ, the bread of life, eat and be nourished in body and soul. Jesus Christ, wine for the journey, drink and let your thirst be quenched. Come now, for the table is ready. Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Thank you. verses 4 and 5 of Let Us Build a House, verses 4 and 5. Weaver God, with all our flaws and foibles, you weave us into a tapestry of beauty and of purpose. As our individual threads become a comprehensive whole, we cherish the powerful and effective connections you establish among us. In your weaving, we discern warp and weld as your pattern of self-giving, your creation of communal interrelation and interdependence. As we pray in silence, we open our hearts to your heart, sharing our joys and our concerns, lifting those for whom we pray, as well as the worries we have for ourselves, the whole fabric of our living for your mending. Hear us in this time of prayer. Thank you, Creative Spirit, Healing Christ, Artist God, for all the ways we have become woven into your own self, a community of hope, peace, and love. Come upon us now that in thanksgiving we may embrace your great commission into this world as woven together in the great tapestry of life. Amen. And now, as we offer thanks for the many blessings we've received and we share, we'll sing together the verse one of Throughout These Lenten Days and Nights from Voices United 108. Let us join together in a prayer of celebration and of thanksgiving. Your tapestry never seems to be finished, Creator God. Yet you carefully use our yarn to weave evermore. As your fingers work and your love creates, we are transformed. Thank you for the weaving of your hands, for the beauty of your designs as gift from your heart, and for our own becoming beautiful within your pattern. Bless us in each moment we witness to your divine pattern in the world. Amen. And now as we prepare to go out into the world, we sing, O God, our help in ages past, from Voices United, page 806. And I think I got that right.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. O God, our help in ages past.